When that gold line coffee hit the back of your throat, you got four delicious flavors. This ain't your grandma's pit water. This is gold line coffee, and it is the official coffee of hockey.
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know that this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Goal Line Coffee Company. This company is incredible. I've made the switch full time. They have four awesome flavors: a warm up, overtime, coffee night in Canada, and breakaway. This is the coffee of hockey. It's not your grandma's piss water that she'd try to serve you. A certain company that rhymes with folders or some sort of instant coffee like that. This is the real deal. My man put a lot of work and effort into this coffee, and it is the official coffee of hockey and the official coffee of the Great Canadian Hockey Show. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Instagram. Brand new e-commerce site coming, but you can still order through Facebook, through Instagram. It can all be done at Goal Line Coffee Company. Check them out today. Alrighty, tape your stick and grab my dick. It's just me today. I'm flying solo dolo, but I'm not, though, because I got producer Ed in the house. Kyle broke his foot. He's down and out. This guy's been going in and out. Possible surgery, maybe not surgery. Kids being baptized this weekend. He's got the craziest shit ever going on right now. Kyle, we're sans Kyle today. We got producer Ed. Producer Ed's in the house. How are we today? Huge episode today.
Big episode. We enter the bone zone again, buddy.
We are re-entering the bone zone. You know, this guy for sure is a first-class guy. You know, as a Bruins fan, it's Boston versus St. Louis. It's Kent Bone versus Chrissy. You know, our friendship is going to have to be on hold, but we are having him on today to discuss all the happenings of the series, how we got there. We're going to hear about Ken getting in one during the hand pass goal, and that, Kenny wasn't happy about that. We are here, but we have some big news. Coming out of the nation's capital in Ottawa, they hire former Toronto Maple Leafs assistant coach DJ Smith as the new head coach in Ottawa. Patrick Waugh had an interview, not hired. Probably fucking tried to start a fight with Eugene Melnyk over fucking not having enough ladies of the evening sent to his hotel room or something like that. We all know Patty Waugh likes to get into one. And, man, it's crazy stuff happening in the league for sure. We had another coach hiring as well.
Where does DJ Smith come from, though? Like, what's his background?
He came from the Toronto Maple Leafs organization. Like, he was the assistant coach on Babcock's squad.
Was he, like, a player, though?
I don't know much about him. Definitely, like, the international man.
Well, I guess Ottawa needs all the help they can get, so why not go with somebody off the board, right?
I think that they think that they can actually... I don't think he's going to be a big personality. Eugene Melnyk kind of clashes with big personality guys. Guy Boucher has a big personality. Patrick Waugh would have had a big personality. I think that he's more just going to kind of fall in line and lead the rebuild. I think he's good with the young guys. I know that he ran Toronto's penalty kill, which wasn't very good last season, to be completely honest with you. It's kind of out of left field, but I don't think anyone is surprised.
Great pick, Ottawa.
With Ottawa. That said, I mean, we know nothing in hockey, man. All this bullshit comes out of left field. This guy could win Coach of the Year next year, and I could be sucking on my own toes. I have no idea. Another coach change as well. Hitchcock done with the Oilers.
That was expected, though.
That was expected. And they have traded in the cock for just the tip. We're talking Dave Tippett is the coach of the Edmonton Oilers now. This is crazy because – at first, I was like, man, this isn't good for Connor McDavid because he plays coaches a defensive style. Mm-hmm. But then you look into it a little bit more, and that was just in Arizona. All the other teams he's ever had that actually have some offensive talent.
Was he in Dallas, too?
Yeah. They seem to have good offensive numbers. So we'll see what happens, what kind of coaching style he brings, and if he can adapt to this is a new game.
The players are probably pretty happy. Now they can move on the bench a little bit easier after Hitchcock's off it. So.
What you looking at his gut for?
You looking at my gut?
No.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I just took a little peek.
I saw you.
So
what are you looking at my gut for?
You think he's ever said that on the practice?
I don't know. He was looking good, though. He lost a lot of weight or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The lap band surgery is amazing, I guess, when you got money.
He's going to be a blimp in no time, though.
Hey, enjoy your retirement, Ken Hitchcock. You're all right.
Think he's going to retire, though?
Oh, yeah. He's got to be done.
Or is he going to go back to Hockey Canada?
Yeah, he could do something like that. I just think he's done coaching in the NHL. I think he just did Edmonton a solid. Got them to the end of the year. Yeah. He probably knew he wasn't going to be staying, and I bet you he's probably happy about
it. Well, look at his interviews, though, too. Like, he was blaming himself for a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, he didn't
care. He was a decent coach that way, but you knew he didn't really care.
No, I you could just smell the not care on him. But, no, it's good
for
him.
But would you care if you had that team? Like, Connor McDavid was great, yes, but... Yeah, Drysdale was good. They had two players.
Yeah, that's all they have. Yeah, they're like a three-player team. Moving on, there is some big news coming out already. San Jose got beat out. You wonder about Joe Thornton, but Erik Karlsson. Now I know Paul Bissonnette said from the Spit and Chicklets podcast. He said, you know, listen, guys, he doesn't think Erik Karlsson's going to be going back to San Jose, and that seems to be the rumbling rumor there. I think San Jose should trade Martin Jones for whatever they can get and take a run at Bobrovsky.
Couple rolls of hockey tape?
Couple rolls of hockey tape for Martin Jones and a bag of reserve cigarettes, and that's fucking it, buddy.
I don't know. I think Bob and Breadman go to Florida.
Bob and Breadman are probably going to Florida, but... I think big
Russian community down there.
Oh, definitely.
That's why Bure went back down. Of course.
Yeah, Bure loved it there.
Yeah.
In Russia, they make party too. Yeah. And they like to do that in Florida as well. But producer Ed, moving on here, we have a big show today. St. Louis Blues, Boston Bruins. The Bruins held a scrimmage game because they've been off for so long after they cakewalked Carolina there. They actually, it was good to see, you know, you throw some free tickets out to a scrimmage and the real fans were in there. It was loud as hell for the scrimmage. A lot louder than those fucking rich ass rinky dink fans, because it's expensive for tickets in there, right?
Oh, of course.
So you kind of get the Leafs problem. Like, what Dubinsky said wasn't necessarily wrong, that Columbus was going to be louder than Boston. It just made him look like a dickhead when they lost every game after he said that, basically. I think that we're in for a doozy of a finals. Tough way to splice this series. How do you see
it? Very evenly matched, like we've talked about previously. Goaltending is kind of a toss-up. You give it to Rask. I would give it to Rask, too, based on experience. Rask's been there. Mm-hmm. He's been in the Cup. He lost to...
Corey Crawford.
Yeah. Just had to throw that out there. Throw my digs in when I can get them. But, defense, I would give it to, like, I think we both agreed, the Blues.
Yeah, the Blues have a better defense.
More depth on defense. It's a toss-up.
And then the forward group is a toss-up because O'Reilly, Bergeron. Yeah,
I think the X factor is Tarasenko. He hasn't done much this playoffs.
Neither, you know, I think his numbers look okay, but David Pastrnak, too. Whichever one of those guys can get going this series could really make a difference. Yeah. I think that those are the two X factors of each team.
Schwartz is good, though, too. Yeah. So he's playing out of body right now.
Yeah,
so
he's playing great. He's got 16 points.
It could come down to Tyler Bozak.
You never know,
double
man.
Overtime, game 7.
Flying Bozak goal. Statue out in St. Louis.
That would probably appease the Leaf fans.
Oh, fuck. They would be having a parade. They hate Boston so much. It's tough. You know, this is a tough series for me to call because I think the only thing that really separates it for me is home ice. But, St. Louis is the best road team in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Boston has a pretty good home.
Hottest record. Team since December.
Hot, man. They were in last place in January and came up from the dead. Jordan Binnington threw the dong, got them through there. But going on to Erik Karlsson, I want to talk a little bit more about Erik Karlsson. Speaking of people like playing in Florida, you don't have to pay the taxes down there, right? There's people saying that Erik Karlsson wouldn't mind joining Tampa Bay. And you know what? Maybe money isn't everything to a guy like Erik Karlsson. Or maybe he takes a one-year deal to get that deal he thinks he deserves. I couldn't give him a long-term, huge money deal with all the injuries he's had. I couldn't do it.
No, I wouldn't either. But he's going there to be with his buddy Hedman. They were what?
Yeah, they're close for sure. And I mean, that would be a pretty crazy thing if he went to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, what would happen, though? I mean, they're in such a tough position anyway. They got to sign Braden Point, and there's not a lot of money going on there.
Yeah.
They would have to move. But they have guys they can move, too. I heard through the rumor mill that a guy like...
Hey, they don't need Karlsson. They got Jan Ruda for 2 million.
Jesus.
I know Kyle likes hearing that. So let's throw that down,
Get me the Price is Right losing signal now. No, but I think that we're going to see Erik Karlsson go there. You could see it, man.
Where else would he go?
I don't know where else he would go. I think that that's the only spot he can go.
Tampa was
and Tampa can
on
move
his radar
Ryan Callahan. I heard that Buffalo would take him if they sent a pretty quality prospect back to them. You could look at like a Ty Radish or something like that. Maybe you package him just to get Callahan off the books. They're going to have to get creative down there in Tampa Bay. I know everybody's old and looks like a fucking old leather shoe down there, but people are going to have to fucking get it going.
It can change those 62 wins, and now it's...
62 wins, and all they got was this lousy T-shirt.
Yeah.
Print that shirt. That's what I need to see Kyle wearing.
I don't know where else where you Carlson would go. That's it. That's...
I could see Carlson either with a team like...
Is he a coast boy? Is he going to stay on the coast? Is he going to go to like the like Rangers?
That was the other team I was going to say is the Rangers or Tampa Bay is where I really think he'll end up. More so siding with Tampa Bay just because, I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire usually. These hockey guys
maybe
are pretty good.
Maybe he goes to the Leafs. Oh, wait, they don't have the cap.
The Athletic, speaking of more hockey news, The Athletic posted a story yesterday, and it seems like the Pittsburgh Penguins are deep in Phil Kessel trade discussions. They're done with him. He kind of carries a bad attitude. I don't think that they really love his work ethic. And they're saying that he is the centerpiece in a deal right now that would see him go to the Minnesota Wild.
For who?
They're the names involved they would say would be Jason Zucker and Victor Rask. And they would send Kessel and not have to retain any money and Jack Johnson.
Really?
This isn't the exact deal, but these were definitely players that
And
were
Rask
involved.
Just came over, right?
Yeah, Rask.
Mid-season?
Yeah, Rask came over mid-season.
The Niederreiter deal,
and the
right?
Niederreiter deal, which ended up being huge for Carolina and not very huge for Minnesota.
No, he might not be a very good fit at all in Minnesota.
It's a matter of, like, I heard Bob...
But how old's Kessel?
Kessel's got to be 32, maybe? 30? Let me check that up. But quickly, I just want to say, as Bob McKenzie said today on Leafs Lunch, I was kind of tuning into it. I love to catch Bob McKenzie when you can. Obviously, that's the OG of the game. You know,
I chirped Bob McKenzie on Twitter.
That's not a good idea, bro. Bob McKenzie's got—he gets savage with his burns, dude. I stay out of the way of Bob McKenzie. I think he has a couple drinks down at the cottage, and he can get pretty mean. But he was saying that it's not if Phil Kessel's getting traded. Like he's getting traded. It's just a matter of where, because as of right now, he's not too psyched on the idea of going to Minnesota. I think he sees like they're kind of an aging team, right? So you look at a guy like Kessel, he's 31, he's going to be 32 by the time the season starts October 2nd. He turns 32. This is a guy who, you know, he has term on his contract and he's a good player. It's just he doesn't seem to have that attitude, like the winning attitude or something. I mean, they won two cups back to back with him the first 2 years. But you could tell there was tension on the bench at times this season.
Well, they have to do something in Pittsburgh. They got swept.
Yeah. Yeah, that was ugly, man.
They have to move Kessel or whatnot and work on their back end.
Yeah, their back end is ugly. And removing a Johnson doesn't help. Like, Olimata is pretty shit. Like, they have a shit
He battled injuries, though, this year, didn't he?
Yeah, he's overrated anyway, though. Like, not a big Olimata guy at all. I think that the Penguins' defense is shit, and they got to. And how long can Crosby keep making these guys like these Gensels and all these guys? They always make someone score 40 goals a year. That's gonna run up soon, man.
Gensel's not that bad though. It was
no age catches up to everybody.
Who was that other guy? That winger that he had? I picked him up in fantasy, and he shit the bed right after.
Not Rust, but it was.
Yeah, it was Rust. That's who I was thinking of. Rust. Yeah, he does. It's like Kane though. In Chicago. Crosby's just one of those players. That's what makes him elite, is that you can put him with a fourth liner. And the fourth liner, like Chris Kunitz, could freaking score 30, 40 goals.
Yeah, no, it's
right?
True.
Got him on Team Canada. So Crosby's always going to be like that. I think he's, and I hate Sidney Crosby personally. I think he's a crybaby. But he does carry some pretty average players. And
oh, definitely.
He's
dude,
still
you
going
say what you
to.
Want about Crosby. He's
but I think, I don't know, do you... You still? Who do you think's better, Malkin or Crosby?
I think that Crosby's the better player, but I think Malkin is very good. He's very close.
He carried them a couple seasons.
Yeah.
Under the radar,
I mean, Crosby came
seasons.
Out
yeah.
that one year, and he carried them right through. And Gino's a wicked player. He's a wicked player, Gino Malkin. So we'll see what happens.
So what's Kessel's contract? What's his salary?
Well, here's the thing. He makes $8 million a season, but Toronto kept, I believe, $2 million of it in the trade to Pittsburgh when they got when they moved on from Kessel and got Kasperi Kapanen, right? Back in the deal.
Yeah. Toronto's going to be in trouble this offseason, too.
Yeah, they have a salary cap issue. I think it's going to be tough for them to sign Mitch Marner.
They have Marner. Is it Kapanen up?
Kapanen's up.
Johansson's
up. And, yeah, Marner. And
they need help on the back end.
You know, Gardner comes off the books, which is a positive.
They're definitely praying to get him off.
No, I think the fans kind of made the bed there with Gardner. I don't think he would come back even if they wanted him after the roasting he took online. Guys, we are joined now live. He's here. He's bad to the bone. He's here to ruin my year. I said the whole time, I said, this is my year. This is the year Boston's going to win. He's here to spoil it all. Ken Bone is on the line. Ken Bone, this is a good guy right here, St. Louis fan, and this is uncharted territory for him. Ken, how excited are you right now, my friend?
I mean, as we're recording this right now, it's Friday. It's 3:45, right? So the game's not until Monday night at 7. I'm already chewing on antacids like M&Ms. I can't take it. There is no precedent for this in my lifetime. The last time the Blues made it this far, my father was 6 years old. I was definitely not even dreamt of. So it's gonna be a tough couple of weeks, no matter how it turns out.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, already some great storylines. You see Backes. I saw Petrangelo said he tried to send him a text and say, oh, I guess we can't be friends for 2 weeks. And Backes didn't even reply. It's funny to see that kind of stuff starting already.
Yeah, I wouldn't if I was him. I mean, if the Blues hadn't made it, I'd be pulling Bruins all the way just for David Backes because we loved him so much. But right now, I kind of hope that we just knock him so hard that he needs to sit for a couple of games. I mean, I never wish any player, no matter how ridiculous they might be, any long-term ill. But, you know, if he gets just like a little tweak in his ankle or something where he feels like he needs to sit until the fall, I'd be okay with that.
Absolutely. So Ken, we live here in Niagara. Alex Petrangelo, Vince Dunn both played for the Niagara Ice Dogs. So me personally too, if Boston would have been out, I would have been pulling for the Binnington story. Never in your lifetime, go back to January 3rd. This team was in last place in the NHL. Jake Allen was just, he couldn't stop a beach ball. And here we are. Jordan Binnington is the man. And you know, a lot of adversity, the Blues battled through in that Sharks series, especially after that, you know, they took some bad calls in that series too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And yeah, it's for us in the, you know, in the stands and in the media to complain about the officiating, but I'm really happy with the way the team handled it. You could tell they were frustrated that night, but Chief Berube settled them down and said, look, don't even comment on it, move on. And you could really tell from the results of the next three games that they had moved on. That hand pass might have been the best thing that could have happened to him.
Yeah, I think that lit a fire under the team's ass, and it'll make you angry when something happens like that. And, you know, you see the Sharks, a guy like Logan Couture, he leads the playoffs still in points right now, but right at the top, Jaden Schwartz, he's got 16 points, and Brad Marchand, he's the leading scorer and left in this series at 18 points. Schwartz, he's come to play. He looks like a playoff player, man. This is the kind of guys that they didn't have before. They finally, you know, Blaze again with the huge goal in the elimination game the other night. They're just getting offense all around that they haven't seen before. And they have a great defensive core and a good goalie in net. This is a toss-up this series.
Yeah, absolutely. Jaden Schwartz, he is the story of the playoffs here in St. Louis. I mean, the whole Pat Maroon story, you know, and Rob Thomas, that was magical. The double overtime goal that they hooked up on, and local boy makes good. That was huge. But you can't overlook Jaden Schwartz, who's been part of the core of this team for a long time. And he played 68 regular season games, battled a couple of injuries, and only scored 11 goals. And now he's outscored his regular season total just in the playoffs alone. He's really come alive.
Yeah, 12 goals, 4 assists in 19 games. And most importantly, he's a +6. The Blues are the best 5-on-5 team. This is the best team Boston's run into by for sure. After that first round where Tampa, Pittsburgh, Toronto, everybody went out, The Capitals, obviously defending Stanley Cup champions. It was just so easy for Boston just to walk to the finals. This is going to be, they're in tough here. I do like St. Louis's odds. I don't know what to call this. This is a complete toss-up for me. When you look in the crease, who do you have the advantage in the crease there? I mean, I know Rask statistically looks a little better, but what do you think there?
Well, I mean, to me, you're going to have to look at just the last few games because the finals so often come down to who's hot. And since the hand pass game, those last three games, Binnington's allowed 2 goals on 77 shots. Mm-hmm. And those are, you know, Tuukka Rask-like numbers. Rask, as a body of work, has been unbelievable, only allowing a goal every 20 shots or so. That's obscene numbers in the playoffs. So I'm not going to quite call it a toss-up. I'd say it's advantage Rask, but Binnington is so hot right now.
Yeah, and then you look at the defensive core. I think you got to give that advantage to St. Louis just with Pietrangelo, Parenko,
Dunn.
I love Vince and Bomeister. They got a great core back there, and I think that Boston's definitely inexperienced back there with Connor Clifton, Matt Greslick, and you know, Charlie McAvoy, although playing fantastic, is even a young guy, right? This is going all new territory for a lot of guys on Boston's defense. I think that's a big advantage for St. Louis.
Yeah, I mean, they're similarly structured teams in a lot of areas, and we'll get into some of those others. But big defensemen who can really move. And the last time I was on previewing the Blues Sharks series, we talked about Colton Parayko and that cannon he has from the blue line. Well, now we got Zdeno Chara. So that Parayko shot, while impressive, is no longer the biggest howitzer on the ice. Holy cow. Chara, what's he, like 9.5 feet tall on his skates with a tree branch for a stick? Oh my goodness, he really gets it moving.
I don't know what they feed people in his country, but damn, there's something big about that guy. He looks like a giant out there.
It's the biggest Czech I've ever seen. He's something like 6'9", and I know he's getting a little older because he's in his early 40s, but he has not lost many steps. I mean, there was a lot of talk last round about the age factor with Joe Thornton. As Zdeno Chara is not much younger, but I feel like he's held up better than Joe, which is incredibly unusual for a giant defenseman like that who really uses his body in the corners. He's an impressive guy.
Yeah, that's a guy that, you know, Boston too, they've run him like into the ground. He was playing 30 minutes a game. He was like their only defenseman for many years. There's a lot of miles on him. And yeah, like when you look at Joe Thornton and you look at Chara definitely looks a lot more comfortable in the league. I think that it should be time for Joe Thornton to hang him up. He didn't look so good there. I thought anyway.
Joe definitely, you know, some of these skill forwards on the Blues gained a few steps on him multiple times. You know, in the last game, in game 6, there was a goal by Shen. And then he's in front of the net, and he's just making the defense look silly, just with little slides. Like, the defensive awareness of the Sharks wasn't looking that great. So I expect a lot more from the Bruins, but I do feel that there is, like you mentioned, there's an advantage on defense for the Blues. It's just these big mobile defensemen who are able to get on the scoreboard. You know, I think that helps having offense from all zones of the ice, and they're going to need it against the likes of, you know, like Coyle and Backes, Bergeron, those guys.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Brad Marchand's having a good series as well. But I think when you look at the middle there, I think you're going to see Bergeron and O'Reilly run into each other a lot. And I'm looking forward to that. Those are two of the best centermen in the NHL. And I know that O'Reilly, actually, I think he's only at about 47% right now in the faceoff circle. But Patrice Bergeron's at 59% so far these playoffs. And these are two of the best defensive centers in the NHL. And they're going to be going head to head. It's going to be really interesting to see.
Yeah, Ryan O'Reilly during the regular season was the top faceoff guy in the NHL. And we really need to see that again because, like you said, he's going to be facing off against Bergeron, who's one of the best faceoff talents out there. And with the tight defensive series that we're expecting, I don't see a whole lot of gaining the zone with speed, you know, back and forth transition opportunities for the Blues. I'm expecting more having to get in there, win faceoffs in the offensive zone, and make something happen. So we're really going to have to put some of that on the shoulders of O'Reilly.
Yeah, definitely. He definitely has to, not that he's been bad, but he needs to step it up. Like, he needs to be over 50%. He needs to win that matchup for sure, because those are the two most important guys on the ice for each team, 100%. And when you look down the rest of the lineup, they're very, like, as far as it goes on the offensive side of things, talk about a toss-up. Like, each team, you could go either way. I really don't know what to think. My homer side says I'm going to take Boston only because they have the home ice advantage, so I'll take them in seven games. What are you thinking, Ken?
Well, I mean, last round I was correct. I predicted Blues in six over the Sharks. Yeah. And I would like to pick Blues in six just so that it'll be a win on home ice. But the Blues are road warriors. They have the best road record in the playoffs by a wide margin. It's actually better than their home record by quite a bit. And if this game goes to – or if this series goes seven games, it's Bruins all the way. So if the Blues can take it in six, I like it. But if there's a game seven, the collective – anxiety in the city of St. Louis will, you know, the hospitals will just be overloaded, because I don't know if we can pull out a game seven in Boston.
Yeah, if you're eating Tums now, I don't know what it would be like during game seven. I remember watching Boston play Vancouver in game seven, and that was just a nightmare for me. I drank so many beers in a row, I didn't even realize it till I stood up after the game.
Oh my goodness. I was at a conference for work last week, you know, with a bunch of my buddies watching these games in the bar. And the hand pass game, that was Wednesday night, game three. And, I don't remember much after the goal went in. I remember there being some controversy. But then I just remember waking up Thursday morning to go, go to the conference. I mean, like, did that really happen? Did the Blues really lose last night? I can't really put it together in my head.
Yeah.
I kind of lost track of the amount of scotch and Bud Light I was pouring down.
That's
not
awesome.
Mixed. I'm not an animal.
No, yeah, exactly, right? But you know what? When you get screwed like that, and I mean, man, did San Jose get some beneficial calls this playoffs? Holy, I'm glad to see that the hockey gods sorted that out, and the bounces really started to go St. Louis's way. Either way you slice this, this is going to be a great series, and we're going to definitely be doing update shows throughout. So we definitely love to have you back on and chat some more about the St. Louis Blues, man. You know your stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to come back, and no matter who wins, I predict this is going to be the most physical and the most entertaining cup final we've had in probably the last decade. A lot of times the cup finals end up being a bit of a letdown, not as bad as the Super Bowls used to be with the big blowouts, but yeah. Usually, you know, you kind of get a feel for who's going to win pretty early on. I think this one's going to be back and forth all the way down the wire.
Oh, yeah, and I think the temperature is going to rise. They all have players that can get temperamental. I think it's going to be a hard-fought series every inch of the ice. Ken Bone, thank you so much for dropping by. We love having you on here, man. It's great talking to you.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. And, we're still going to be pals after it's over, but it's going to be rough until then, buddy.
Exactly, buddy. We're going to have to put each other on the back of some Pietrangelo timeout. No, but for sure, kick back in, Ken. Thanks for stopping by, buddy.
Absolutely. Yeah, go Blues.
Take care, buddy. Bye now. Guys, while you're out there enjoying the Stanley Cup Finals, Boston Bruins versus St. Louis Blues, big rematch, Bobby Orr flying goal, it's time to rewrite history. Make sure you're drinking a beer that is up to par. And I want to tell you guys what I go to. I go to Post Game Brewing Company's very own Locker Room Lager. This stuff is awesome. It's 4.2%. It's all natural with no preservatives or additives. This is cold filtered, providing a smooth, clean, refreshing taste. I love this beer. It's definitely the beer of summer, and it's the making sure that it's the beer of the postie, boys. If you're having a post-game round after some pickup this summer, make sure you grab Locker Room Lager at the beer store or LCBO. You got to check it. All right, that was Ken Bone, absolute gentleman. But guess what?
Knows me and
Ken
shit. Bone,
he knows his shit. Me and Ken Bone, mortal enemies now for 2 weeks. No, guys, you need to like, follow, subscribe on YouTube. Go to Great Canadian Podcasts. Check it out. Instagram and Twitter at GC Hockey Show.
And make sure you cheer for the Blues just so we can have a wellness check with our friend Chrissy. And
yeah, you know, you never know when you'll be. Sometimes you're the guy sitting in the chair, and the next minute you're the guy.
I got stuff prepped for you, buddy. I have stuff.
The good news is, you're all going to be just sitting in the corner fucking crying when the Bruins win the cup. This has been the Stanley Cup playoffs, fucking the Stanley Cup final preview show. I'm all fired up. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow. Keep your cock out your pants and your stick on the ice. Let's get it.